Yes, hello everybody. My name is Christoph Ingen from Germany, Munich, Germany. And yes, Susan Dow Kaiser, she actually contacted me and asked me whether I wouldn't like to speak on your radio, which I'm very, very happy about that I have this opportunity. And want to thank you all very much. And yeah, it's been a... I would just like to start with a little, with a very, very little exercise, say an inner exercise, just to concentrate on our breath, on our breathing. Just to, for a short while, take our thoughts away from whatever is running through our minds, and instead just concentrate on the way our breath is streaming in and streaming out again. And let all thoughts that come up just gently disappear again. And just put this concentration onto your breath, onto this living event within you. We are trying to get in contact with what is called the Holy Spirit here, and in the old Greek language and in the old Latin language, and also in India, in Sanskrit or Sanskrit, the word for spirit is the same word as for breath. So Holy Spirit could also be understood as holy breathing, holy breath. And when does our breathing become a holy event? When we let go of all the limiting thoughts that we might be occupied with and that we might believe in. Life is a very holy thing, and breathing is a very holy thing, and we are very holy beings, which usually we forget because we think, well, okay, I'm Christoph, I'm sitting here in Bavaria somewhere looking out through the window at trees and rain and what have you, and but I'm much more than what my physical senses report to my brain. And you are much more than what your physical senses report to your brains. And this is exactly where we want to get to, what we want to remember. Just for a short while now, we want to remember not the past, which we usually do. We usually remember the past and talk about the past and think about the past and plan for a better future. Let's just not think about the past. Let's just not remember the past, but let's remember our holiness, which is something completely different. And which is able to give us such tremendous freedom and happiness and joy and strength that we can really not imagine. So let's remember this holiness. Let's remember the holiness of life. Even this life here, in our relative experience, when we look at it from the right point of view, it's a holy event. And this is what the Course in Miracles is trying to get us to get us to remember. Jesus and the Holy Spirit, through the Course, want to help us to remember that we are one with our Source, that we are one with God, that we are one with the Divine. And this is really nothing complicated, and it's nothing that I have to do 10,000 retreats for, or walk to the mountains, or I don't have to do a thing to remember that I'm one with God, and you don't have to do a thing to remember that you are one with God. Because it's just our choice that we really want to remember that. We want to remember that. That brings us into this experience. And we can decide we want to remember in any situation. We can be dead sick on our deathbed. We can be in the middle of our jobs. We don't have to move a finger, actually, because it is something that nothing our bodies are able to do can achieve. It's something that is happening in our minds. Because what we are is we are spiritual beings. And it's this that we decide we want to remember, just for this instant. Jesus said somewhere in the Course, something like, I put that in my words now, to remember God is nothing difficult whatsoever, because actually it's the easiest thing you can do. It's nothing difficult. It's nothing I have to go to satsangs for, or travel to India, or do whatever. There is this lesson in the Course, it's lesson 124, where it says, let me remember I am one with God. Let me remember I am one with God. And who do we ask that from? Who do we say, let me to? We say that to the Holy Spirit. We say that to our inner wisdom. We say that to universal intelligence, which we are part of, and which in truth we are one with. Let me remember, I am one with God. I read a little passage from this wonderful lesson. Today we will again give thanks for our identity in God. Our home is safe. Protection guaranteed in all we do. Power and strength available to us in all our undertakings. We can fail in nothing. Everything we touch takes on a shining light that blesses and that heals. At one with God and with the universe, we go our way rejoicing with the thought that God Himself goes everywhere with us. How holy are our minds. And everything we see reflects the holiness within the mind at one with God and with itself. How easily do errors disappear and death give place to everlasting life. Our shining footprints point the way to truth, for God is our companion as we walk the world a little while. And those who come to follow us will recognize the way, because the light we carry stays behind, yet still remains with us as we walk on. Today we will not doubt God's love for us, nor question His protection and His care. No meaningless anxieties can come between our faith and our awareness of His presence. We are one with Him today in recognition and remembrance. We feel Him in our hearts. Our minds contain His thoughts. Our eyes behold His loveliness in all we look upon. Today, we see only the loving and the lovable. No miracle can ever be denied to those who know that they are one with God. No thought of theirs, but has the power to heal all forms of suffering in anyone, in times gone by and times as yet to come. As easily as in the ones who walk beside them now. Their thoughts are timeless, and apart from distance, as apart from time. We join in this awareness as we say that we are one with God. For in these words, we say as well that we are saved and healed, and that we can save and heal accordingly. We have accepted, and we now would give. So I just pause at this point of the lesson. And he says, we have accepted. And I think this accepting our unity with God, with our divine source, has very much to do with our own decision. I really want to accept the fact right now that I am one with my divine source. When you say you really want something, usually if it's something I want, let's say a new radio or a new this or a new that or a new pair of shoes, I have to put my will in there to get it. And if it's something I really want and that I really need, like food, after I haven't had food for a few days, then I put a lot of will in it. And we can't in any way, shape or form underestimate the power of our will. If we say half-heartedly, I want to remember that I am one with God. This is something different than if I really say that from the profoundness of my being, that's something different than if I say it actually I would want to remember this oneness, and well, okay, I say that, but let's wait and see. This is not wanting, this is gobbledygook actually. It's really, we have to put our willpower in there. And this is actually the only thing that really helped me personally to overcome decades of depression and multiple sclerosis. One day I just I was so tired of all this suffering, and I just said to myself, I want to be happy. I want to be happy right now. I didn't do the course at that time. I want to be happy, and I want to be as healthy as ever possible. And no therapist could have probably told me that, because I had gone through several therapies that didn't really essentially help me. But I had to discover this deep, profound wish of, I want to be happy. And independent of whether there are happy things happening in my life or not, absolutely independent of that, I want to be happy and live a life fulfilled. And this is what really slingshot me out of this depression immediately. It was amazing. And this is what helped me, not immediately, but eventually, overcoming all these neurological problems I had. Like I would only be able to walk on crutches, two crutches, or sit in wheelchairs and have those neurological pains and all that stuff. And it's still not perfect, but I'm able to walk freely again. And I realize my entire disease actually was a very, very big chance for me. It was like my soul brought this disease, or generated this disease for me, so I could finally see what I was doing and how negatively I was leading my life. And so when your soul gets its own message, when you hear, say you're sick or having all kinds of different problems, and when you hear behind those problems the voice of your soul that wants to just open its eyes and wants to spread its wings again, and that wants to enjoy the very moment of this life again, and not constantly think about what is past and what might happen, then of course, the problems that you might have will eventually disappear. It might take some time, but they will disappear, because we've learned the lesson that our souls presented us with. And in deepening this understanding, The Course in Miracles is really such a wonderful teaching device. After I had gotten out of this depression and living my days happily again, I had picked up the course again, and read it with completely new eyes, actually, and just realized how tremendously true all those words written there are, and how helpful. And it didn't take long until this contact or connection to the Holy Spirit occurred. Because after all, the Course is a means to try to get us back into contact with our Holy Spirit. And the wonderful thing is, we can really invite this Holy Spirit into our lives in any moment that we decide we want that. I always was wondering how the hell to get in contact with the Holy Spirit, and I had many detours and was not really successful in that. And then through the Course I learned an extremely practical means, I would call it an inner technique, to get back in contact with the Holy Spirit. And this is exactly the opposite of what I used to do and what I see many people are doing. Like, they pray to God and say, oh, please let this and this and that happen. And it's much easier than that. I'll read something that I wrote yesterday, and I think it's sort of getting this in a nutshell, hopefully. Handing over our problems, no matter how black or unsolvable they may appear, to God's Holy Spirit is our invitation to let Him come into our lives with all His solutions and His incredible freedom and joy. So, I find passages that are pointing to this all over the Course. Meanwhile, again and again, the Course tells us, give back your fantasies to truth. For instance, So, and this is exactly what I usually did not do, because I always thought I have to solve my problems, and I prayed for the Holy Spirit to help me somehow. But I didn't get this idea that I could indeed hand over my very problem. To the hands of God, to the hands of the Holy Spirit. And this is such a powerful inner activity of our soul, and such a helpful one. And it doesn't only go for ourselves and our own problems and difficulties, it very well goes for problems of other people. in my mind, I can really gently hand over a person who I feel has this or that problem to God's Holy Spirit. And eventually, by the way, this is something that gets us straight on the path of enlightenment without any detour. And it's a very fast route. Yeah, well, I think this is actually all that I should say today. If you want to, maybe just look up this lesson. It's lesson 124 in the Course in Miracles. Let me remember, I'm one with God. And just decide you want to be happy, no matter how difficult your situation might be. And hand over those problems to the Holy Spirit. Because that's your invitation to Him. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you very, very much for listening. And I wish you all the very best. And thank you for having me in here. And I guess I'll have to lock that microphone. I locked it off now.
All right, thank you so much, Christoph. And beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sharing. Thank you again.